Bills, football, Sports Radio 94, WIP.
1124, Mike and Ike Show. We have our unsung hero on the line. An unsung hero is brought to you by Pella Windows. Call Pella Windows and Doors for a free consultation at 866-75-PELLA. And this is someone who has run a basketball tournament that benefits the ALS Association of Greater Philadelphia for 22, going on 23 years. Patty Lake, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
How are you? You got Ike here, too.
I'm doing well, thanks.
Ike's right alongside. Let's not forget Ike. He gets very upset, and I do, too.
Hey, Ike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Patty. How are you?
Good.
Patty, thanks for calling in, and I just wanted to highlight everything that you've done, and it's the Billy Lake Basketball Tournament, 23rd annual, coming up in October. And Billy Lake is your late husband who lost his battle with ALS, and you have had a basketball tournament for the past 22 years. How did you come about doing this?
Well, it was my family and my friends. We got together. This was my brother-in-law Kevin Kane's suggestion originally to run this all-day basketball event in Billy's honor to raise money for research. Billy just was a great basketball player. Just loved the game, loved to play, so we thought it would be a good idea.
That's great. And I've been honored and privileged to be able to play in the game. I know a lot of media personalities have played in the media game, which is a blast. Mm-hmm. You play in the game, Patty. And let me tell you something, Mike. Patty got some skills.
She got some skills?
Yes, she does. Just a wicked defender. Wicked defender. And where is the tournament this year?
So we're at Haverford College on Saturday, October 18th, all day long. It's beautiful. Bobby Morgan and her girls' team staff it and help us out all day long. We've got a bunch of high school teams signed up, thanks to Phil Martelli and Phil Martelli's camp. So we're looking good. We got a full slate of games and teams. We have a couple openings left, but I'm really excited. I think this is going to be one of our best years.
Each year gets bigger and better, but still retains the intimacy of the earlier years, where it's just a bunch of people getting together to do good and enjoy basketball. And Phil, as you said, has recruited men's teams from Friends Central, Haverford High School, Malvern, Bonner, Pendergrass Catholic, the Shipley School, and Upper Darby High School, which is fantastic. It's going to be great. And you also have auction items there too, right?
Yep, we do a bunch of sports memorabilia, gift baskets, gift certificates, kids items, that kind of thing, which goes over really well. It's a lot of fun. It's great basketball, good family outing, great energy and spirit. So, yeah, we'd love to see people come out and support us and support the cure for ALS, obviously.
Mm-hmm. And the energy comes from Billy, and it comes from you, and it's just awesome. And the website is, I'll give it out, BillyLake.com. Simple.
That's correct.
BillyLake.com.
Billy Lake.
To get information and to register for this great basketball tournament, Saturday, October 18th. I'm going to try and stop. I'm not going to play because I want my hamstrings and quads staying attached.
You know, I hear you.
At my advanced age, Patty. Are you going to play?
I hear you. I'm going to make a token appearance.
Very
up
nice.
And down.
Very it. Nice.
Yeah.
All right, Patty. Thanks so much. We'll keep putting out the website. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Michael. Thank you, Ike.
Thank you, Patty.
All right, Patty. We'll talk to you real soon. That's Patty Lake, and the basketball tournament is the 23rd annual Billy Lake Basketball Marathon, benefiting ALS research. And Patty lost her husband, Billy, to ALS some 25 years ago or so. And they've been having this tournament in his memory ever since. BillyLake.com. And if you like basketball and you like getting together, talking about it with people like Phil Martelli, Fran Dunphy stops by from time to time. Jay Wright's been there. And the media game is great. Marshall Harris, I know, always used to play.
Stop.
Yes.
Really?
Well, yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah. Marshall can ball a little bit, he says. And Steve Bucci comes by. It's a lot of radio folks. It's great. It really is.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be there.
Yeah, yeah. Not playing.
Do you play any basketball?
Yeah.
I mean, still.
In the driveway.
You do? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Get that stuff out of
here.
I
mean, I'm actually in the, Mike Preston got me to sign up for the
I gotta
three-point
do that.
Shooting contest.
I'm supposed to do that, too.
Oh, yeah, you got to get in it, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in it.
Mm-hmm. I'm in it to win it.
Well, that's what I told him.
I'm in it to win it.
If I don't win the three-point contest, we're all playing one-on-one.
Do you remember? Just put the body on it. Do you remember when the Sixers brought out Ryan Howard. This is might have been after his MVP year. And they had him on the floor, and he was just shooting around, man. He was putting some threes in.
Oh, he was? Okay.
Yeah, I think he's a lefty shot, too. Okay. You know?
Yeah,
so he's all the way left.
Left-handed, too.
Yeah, lefty shot.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we're talking about the Eagles as usual.
That thing is wet. Mm-hmm. See that gooseneck?
It was nice.
Yeah.
That was very nice.
It's called a gooseneck turtle.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Let's go to...
That is.
Let's